Blog Talk Radio.
What up? How's everybody out there doing, man? I'm your host, Pity Pete. Government name, Peter Richardson. Hope everybody out there is having a great, great day. Today is the 2018 Memorial Day. Hey, do y'all know what Memorial Day means? Some of y'all are probably just barbecuing, eat some Earl Campbell's, you know what I'm saying, and throwing some of them brown hot links on the grill. I used to understand my mama talking about, you want a hot link? She's like, no, mama. I don't want no hot link. But I hope everybody out there is having a great day, man. Actually, we're going to get into the meaning of Memorial Day right here in a second. It's actually, you know, we give service. We show props. We give thanks to our soldiers. You know, one of my soldiers in my family, may he rest in peace, Mr. C.W. Lee. Yes, sir. Feel free to go ahead and call in, too, as well. I got that up on my Facebook. Let me pull that number up here. On my Facebook. Yeah, the number is 347-677-1915. And did you guys catch that game 7 last night? LeBron James, everybody calling him the GOAT. Everybody calling him the GOAT. I mean, what do you guys think? Is he better than Jordan? Does that do it for you? Does that do it for you? Well, just give me 1 second. All right, there we go. When is it Memorial Day? The U.S. federal holiday is celebrated on the last Monday of May to honor the men and women who have died while serving in the military. And in the upcoming years, next year, that's going to be on May 27th in 2020. Some people say that's when Kanye went in for president. I hope that stuff is not resident. You know what I'm saying? I hope it won't be relevant. But that will be on May 25th in 2020. But, yo, man, shout out to everybody who has served. Like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Paw CWV, you know what I'm saying? That was my birth in May, man, thing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, word in the street, in the early world of America, the duty was usually performed in the late summer and was occasion for family reunions and picnics. After the Civil War, America's need for a secular, patriotic ceremony to honor its military dead became prominent, as monuments to fallen soldiers were erected and dedicated, and ceremonies centering on the decoration of soldiers' graves were held in towns and cities throughout the nation. After World War I, the day expanded to honor those who have died in all American world. Shout out to that. And no less than 25 places have been named in the connection with the origin of Memorial Day. And check this out. And the states observed the holiday on different dates. And in 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by act of Congress. It is now celebrated on the last Monday of May. Too bad it ain't before payday. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Shout out to that. But did you guys check out that LeBron James game? You see, I don't even call it the Cavs versus the Celtics. I say check out the LeBron James game, because LeBron James, man, did he even come out the court once? I don't believe so. And they actually won 87-79 up there in the Garden in Boston, man. Now, that's some history that Boston goes way back, back in the, go back like four flats on the Cadillac. You know, but LeBron James finished the game with 35 points, 9 assists. Boston actually had a 34.1 field goal percentage. And check this out. Word on the street, Kyrie Irving was not there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, how is that even possible? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you not come support your team on game 7? You know what I'm saying? Game 7, it's like, are you still not over the X or something? It's like he was there the prior games, and just like I can guarantee you tonight, whenever them Rockets play the Warriors, Chris Paul, you know, he's hurt. I bet you. Well, I ain't got that much money. I can't really bet you nothing. But I bet you that Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying, will be on the sideline talking to the refs, you know what I'm saying, interacting, you know what I mean, trying to help his team win by all costs. But sources say, you know, they was like, what, did something go wrong with his family? Some do this and some do that? Nah. He just didn't show up. That's some crazy stuff, man. But if Kyrie would have played, though, if Kyrie would have played, how do you think that would have played out for LeBron James if Kyrie would have played? I mean, I think LeBron would have still won. You know what I'm saying? He just would have elevated his game a little more. But I know a lot of people talking about, oh, you know, Kyrie's the shooter. Kyrie's, I mean, yeah, man, that's true. You know what I'm saying? But Kyrie was good. Like, he's great, but he was better with LeBron James. That's just in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, LeBron took a whole different team to the second end of the season, and now he's going to the finals for the 8th time in a row. And that leads me into this, man. Everybody talking about LeBron and Jordan and all this, but first let me get this out the way. Man, you got to understand what some of these people do just to stay in shape. I think I was kind of in that working out, training stage. I was understanding I need to start getting on these supplements and trying to keep up with some of these guys, you know what I'm saying, and do this, work out a little bit more, you know what I mean? But then, you know, my pops was like, nah, PJ, and me getting on that creatine. You know, which is good, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sports is only chapter one of your life, and that don't matter how long that you play. You know what I'm saying? Because there's life always about the sports, if you give an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me, though. You know what I'm saying? My career ended in college. Sure, Ashley, man. I actually knew when I didn't want to play football no more. I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to be working at. My brain was hurting. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I know what some of these guys go through. And that's why some of these guys train. I mean, just imagine what if you got paid millions of dollars just to play a game, man? Now I think about that. I'm like, woo! Get it, save it, sit back on it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got to give a big huge shout out to LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? Because he's doing it on and off the court. And he stayed with his high school sweetheart. A lot of people don't talk about that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do not talk about that. Like, man, this dude actually did it right, man. Grew up with no father. LeBron James is that dude in the hood that actually made it that you knew was good. You know, most of the time, the dude who you know don't even make it. You know what I'm saying? They barely even make it up out of high school. And that's why people be debating all up in the barbershop. Man, you know so-and-so would have made it, fool. Man, you know so-and-so would have made it. He was better than Jordan, fool. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's better than LeBron James, man. You be like, man, get on up out of here. But, hey, LeBron James, just imagine if you didn't see LeBron James on TV. You only seen him in and-ones. Y'all remember them old school and-ones? You like, he ain't better than so-and-so. He ain't better than Curry, fool. He ain't better. I mean, even though Stephen Curry got a squad around him, though, boy. But you know what I'm saying? Different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to LeBron James. He is that dude that actually made it from the hood. Shout out to his mama. You know they hood, man. His mama, you know, remember when he was first coming up out of high school and his mama wouldn't ball? So she didn't buy no Hummer. She went and just like, yo, my son LeBron James. Rolled off with a Hummer. That's what's up, though. Yeah, man. You guys just now tuning in, man. This is the show called Story Every Day with PDP, man. Today we're talking about LeBron James winning Game 7 against the Boston Celtics. And we also got into a little bit Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day 2018. And most importantly, man, let me give a shout-out to everybody out there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's listening, that's out there following their dreams. Today is Monday. I know a lot of people still going to work, even though there's still a lot of people off. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. If y'all in the LBK and y'all want some furniture, I will be at Ashley's Home Store on 50th in Frankfurt from 11 to 1 with 104.9 The Beat. Yes. I believe there's going to be a few radio stations out there. I believe KLLL is going to be out there as well. Shout out to my boy Chris Mason. Today is birthday. I think he turned 45. Nah, man. Nah, man. Shout out to Chris, though. Yeah. You catch him on KLLL from 3 to 7. You catch me on 104.9 The Beat from 3 to 7. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, walk it like I talk it. Feed him on the beat. Word on the street, it's time to turn on the beat. But yeah, folks, I believe that's all I got for you today. Hope everybody out there enjoy y'all day. And it's Memorial Day, you know what I'm saying? Please stay off the devil juice too much. You know what I mean? Don't eat too many of them hot links out there. And remember, somebody can talk to you about your dream, then that is not your dream. Make sure you go do it and take care of your queen and take care of your king. It's your boy, PDP, Soar Every Day.